thought this was interesting. So this week, you know, I watch My Housewives. I'm only down to Beverly Hills right now because there's actual real celebrities on Beverly Hills. It's not like just random women that turned into celebrities because they became reality stars. So this week, something interesting happened. Lisa Rinna, she was on Days of Our Lives for years. She's a soap opera star. Like, Lisa Rinna's been around. So she's married to Harry Hamlin, the actor Harry Hamlin from L.A. Law.
Mm-hmm.
So she told us that Harry Hamlin had a one-night stand with the Bond girl from Dr. No. Ursula Andress is the name. And she gets pregnant that night, and they end up having a baby.
Really?
Like, one-night stand, Harry Hamlin has the baby, and now they have, like, a 21-year-old son together. So I thought this was interesting because I had to look up who Ursula Andress was because they said that she was a Bond girl. So I was like, well, she must be hot. And she is. I mean, she's your type also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were around during the Dr. No time, during the Sean Connery time, oh, my God, she would have been on your list. So I was thinking, you know, as Lisa Rinna is talking about this, I was thinking, do you want your significant other's ex to be super hot, like way hotter than you, or really hideous?
I'm going to go with hideous because they might leave me and go back if they're really that hot.
Right. I never thought of it like that. So if they're very hot, they might be tempted, like on a day that maybe you didn't pick up your socks or you're just being annoying. They can be like, you know what? I'm going to go back to that hottie I was with.
Because when you break up with somebody, that doesn't mean the sex ends either. You know, there's still...
I would think it does. That's the idea of a breakup.
I know, but how many times have you broken up with somebody and that wasn't the last time you
never
had sex? Oh, there's really?
I've never had sex with an ex. Never in my life.
You never went back for seconds?
Never, never, never.
Really?
If I'm done with you, I am done with you. I never want to see your face, let alone your penis again.
For me, I don't think it was ever over. The door is always kind of open. It's not locked. So I can still get in the door because I know how to open the door.
Right.
Because I've opened the door before. I still got the key. And I know how to jiggle to lock.
Jiggle to lock a little bit, yeah.
To get the door open. So they know I know how to get in the door. So it's never really closed.
I see. Okay, so you would rather the ex be hideous because you know there's no chance they're going back to them.
If the guy looks like a frog, I'm not worried about it.
I saw one of my boyfriend's ex-girlfriends. Okay. She was so hot, I would have dumped him for her. Like, the body was ridiculous. I mean, even now, like, I just saw her recently, and she's a little older than he is, but the body's, like, crazy good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that my boyfriend has hot exes. Like, I'm always disappointed when I see a picture of an ex and she's not hot. He's had like 3 or 4 exes that I've seen pictures of or I've met in person, and they're stunning.
He's still got the key, though.
He lost those keys. That guy can't keep an umbrella. He can't keep a phone. He loses everything. Trust me, those keys are long gone.
It's under the mat. He knows where it is. It's underneath that rock that's not really a rock. You can hide your key there. So he knows where the key is.
In the hide-a-key, yeah.
In the hide-a-key, so he can find that. So the minute you turn into more of a nightmare than you are now, he's going to go find that key.
No, I like the fact that my boyfriend only likes hot women because it makes me think that I must be one of them. Shut up. I like to think that. Don't even. I see you rolling your eyes. Let me have my fantasy here. Let me pretend that I am as hot as his exes and that he didn't settle. Let me just pretend. Give me this. It's 2020. We're in the midst of a pandemic. Give me this one thing.
I think you were the last one in the bar when the lights went on.
It's like musical chairs.
Right. You were
Music stopped. There was one chair left. There you go.
And you were the only one there. Everybody else was guys. You were the only female there. And then he went, what? She's got a nice apartment. Fine. She'll feed me.